Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Don't spend money on entertaining your kids, everybody.
Let them entertain themselves.
That's all. Don't you love your grandparents? God, they entertain themselves.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Cliff, this week, how are you? This week,
how am I? Kendall, this week.
What a week it has been.
How am I this week?
What a day it has been.
Ask yourself, listener, how am I this week? How are you? I hope you're doing well. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk
show.
Check
yourself before you wreck yourself.
It is hosted by two morbidly obese fat people.
Sadly.
Who cannot lose weight for the very life of them.
Drinking ice water.
Nonetheless, it is a talk show on the internet, and we talk about things such as Karma Initiative, Clean Week, and making new friends. Kendall, why not?
Think Hoda and Kathy, the southern version.
But enormously fat and mean.
Yeah, but wouldn't be able to fit on your television screen.
But breasts, similar size, and our breasts hang like that of a 50-year-old lady.
It's kind of like that. Cliff, the reason we are so morbidly obese is because we put so many condiments on everything.
Kendall, you just can't stop a good condiment. You can't stop it no matter how hard you try.
I love condiments, and...
What do you do? What's your favorite condiment?
Well, hold on. This is going to be a little weird, but I love mixing condiments together so much that I have in the past had a sandwich when I ran out of chicken back when I ate meat that I would just put mayonnaise and mustard on it and cheese. I love grilled onions. I would just mix that with mustard and mayonnaise.
You just eat them in a bowl?
No, with on a bun.
On a bun. Bun on a bun.
What's your favorite condiments?
My favorite, hard press, I would say my real favorite condiment, it would be salsa. I love a good salsa because I don't like mayonnaise.
I didn't see that one coming.
And here we go. You thought I was going to say paella, but it's not. It's salsa.
Paella?
And I was watching a show just the other day, and they kept saying it correctly over and over and over again. I thought, if only Kendall were here to hear this. Kendall, past... Satan Code to Mayo feuds aside.
Let the past be in the past.
Put you behind in the past. We're going to put our feud about the pronunciation of paella behind us forever today. But anyway, Kendall, I do love salsa because I love it on just about everything. Name it, I love salsa. Pour it all over it.
You know what? One of my favorite things about condiments, and this is a weird iteration, but stay with me on this.
Okay.
Thinking about a tray of tomatoes and onions and lettuce and pickles and all these tomato or burger toppings, you know, remind me of summer cookouts and 4th of July and childhood.
Right.
It's very summer American, you know. And so I do get that image, man, even though I don't like lettuce or tomatoes on my burgers.
No. Lettuce I can deal with. I don't like a tomato. I feel like when I'm eating a slice of tomato, it's like somebody blew their nose in my mouth.
Exactly. Ooh, I love aioli. It's basically garlic and mustard and mayo mixed together. I can't believe this huge discussion about condiments.
You know, we didn't know when this came up in the writer's room, and we said, no. We're just a bit chill about condiments, but then after an hour, we couldn't think of anything better. And so we're like, all right, condiments, what do we got? There was a lot. There was so much, Kendall. Speaking of, do you know what the top 10 best-selling condiments in this fantastic patriotic nation of ours are?
Don't tell me salsa is in there.
There's some salsa in there, Kendall. Uh-oh. If you had to guess, what would you think the best-selling condiment?
Ketchup.
When we get to number one, your ketchup will be all over your face.
Oh, but I love ketchup. I put ketchup on my ketchup.
Ketchup, Kendall. Kendall, imagine that I am pulling up beside you at a stoplight, I'm motioning for you, roll your window down.
Oh, don't say grape.
And then you roll it down.
Don't say it.
And I say, pardon me, fatty, do you have any grape poupon? If you told me yes, I'd say, well, you got the number 10 best-selling condiment in all of America.
Oh, number
10.
I thought you were saying one.
I think that's pretty darn good for grape poupon.
No, it is good, but I thought you were saying one.
No. Very quickly, Kendall, number 9, Hunt's ketchup. Hunt, if you're hunting for ketchup, you might as well buy that.
Now, my ketchup does have to be name brand.
What brand do you buy?
Like Hunt's or Heinz or something like that. Like, I don't like off-brand ketchup. It tastes too like much like just tomato paste.
Oh, I
do you agree?
I buy enormous vats of the cheapest red shit I can find.
Oh, okay.
Kendall, number 8, pace salsa. Pace yourself when you eat that much salsa. That's what I've heard people say to me. Kendall, you're going to love this when you're making your aioli late at night. French's mustard.
I do love mustard.
Number 6, Kendall, Kraft mayo. Whether you're spicing up a sandwich or making your hair beautiful and shiny.
This segment of the show brought to you by mayo.
Kraft mayo is your choice. Speaking of similar looking things, big globs of white shit. Kendall, number 5, Miracle Whip. It's a tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
What is Miracle Whip?
Isn't it just mayonnaise? I don't know what it is, Kendall, but people are loving it so much. This number 5 best-selling condiment.
That's the problem in America.
Obviously, people love Miracle Whip.
That's the problem in America right now.
People love Miracle Whip far more than they love our show. Kendall, number 4. Best Foods brand mayo. The number 4 best-selling condiment in America.
Are we like 3 mayos in a row?
It's a lot of mayo. Kendall, have you seen America lately? They love it. They love it.
Okay.
Kendall, number 3.
More mayo.
Your fave, ketchup.
Oh.
Heinz. I'm talking Heinz ketchup.
Ketchup.
That's what makes John Kerry get up out of bed in the morning. Heinz ketchup, okay? Number 2, I'm having a fiesta all my own with Tostitos brand salsa.
Oh my God, salsa number 2? That's
number
the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Kendall. And number 1.
Bunch of weirdos.
Number 1, Kendall. Hellman's. Nothing comes closer to mayonnaise. Hellman's mayonnaise.
4 mayonnaise on the top 10.
Easily 4 mayonnaises. Kendall, that's what America is all about, Kendall, and that. Not a joke.
No, why would it be a joke? Obesity is no laughing matter.
Uh-oh. Oh, Kendall, have you seen Us lately? It is not a laughing matter. It's a crying matter.
Oh, this construction worker?
Yeah.
Who loved his lunch and his condiments.
Who does?
I'm sure. He was on the third floor of a building, and he needed a handsaw. All right. So he sees one of the laborers on the first floor and yells down to him, but the man indicates that he can't hear. So the guy on the third floor tries to use sign, and he points to his eye, meaning eye, then at his knee, meaning need, and then he moves his hand back and forth, meaning handsaw.
Yeah.
All right? So the man on the first floor, then he drops his pants, and he begins to masturbate. Uh-oh. Because the man on the third floor freaks out, runs down to the first floor yelling, "What the hell is wrong with you? Are you stupid?"
What the hell?
He said, "I was saying I said I needed a handsaw." And the laborer looks at the conference and says, "I know that. I was saying back to you that I was coming."
Well, our writers, where do they get this stuff? Where do they get it? Kendall, there was an animal rights activist, and she just happened to be
wonderful.
Outside this door of a big fancy museum gala, you know, what I'm talking about. And
only the best gallas.
One of those awful women just comes in with her face all drawn back and she's wearing the pelt of, I don't know how many dead forest creatures on her. And the animal rights activist, she says, "Madam, do you realize some poor dumb beast suffered so that you can wear that mink coat that you have on?" And madam, this rich bitch, she says, "Well, how dare you talk that way about my husband?"
Ooh.
And Kendall, over in Downton Abbey, there was a maid And she was being trained on the job, everybody. She was learning it down in the kitchen. You know, all those Downton Abbey characters, they were talking to her. And this maid, she says, well, how do I announce dinner, Mom? Do I say, dinner is ready or dinner is served? And Mrs. Padmore, she says, well, if it is anything like yesterday's meal, just say, dinner is ruined. Oh, Kendall, oh my God.
I'm sure Mrs. Potter Butterton would not have approved of that conversation.
Oh, I hope PBS is listening.
Cliff, one day,
yeah,
her mom was cleaning Junior's room.
Oh, no.
In the closet, she found this Bondage S&M magazine.
God.
All right. Well, this is, of course, very highly upsetting to her. Her little boy had this Bondage magazine. So she hid the magazine until the father got home and showed it to him. And he looked at it, handed it back to her without a word. She asked him, what should we do about this? And the dad said, well, I don't think we should spank him.
Oh, don't think anything but that. Did you know? There was this one dude, and he said, did you hear this story about Captain Billy and his girlfriend? She says, well, no, what happened? And this guy, he says, well, when Captain Billy went to sea, his family kept a light burning in the window for 20 years. And the girl, she says, 20 years? Oh, my gosh. That's a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
She was real nice. She's kind of like the nanny. Oh, Mrs. Sheffield. The guy, he says, well, yeah, when he finally returned home, his family gave him a royal welcome and an electric bill for $9,786.
Uh-oh.
Oh, got to pay that Piper. Piper being the electric company. Kendall, there was a neighbor boy who caught me walking on the way home last night. I was just walking. There was this story for my life.
Is this
just anecdote.
Okay.
Kendall, I was walking home, minding my own business last night. And this neighbor boy, he comes up and says, hey, listen, I've run away from home, Cliff. I'm going to live with you from now on. And I said, well, what will your parents say? And he said, well, nothing. We drew your name out of a hat. Oh, Kendall, it's so sad. Said child abuse.
Terrible.
In America.
Terrible.
Kendall, I was also talking to Mr. Snodbottom real briefly before the show. It's just an aside before you get to your next joke while you're looking for it there. And I said, Mr. Snodbottom, in my free time away from the show, I don't know whether I should take a job in a barber shop or spend my time writing novels. And he said, oh, well, boy, toss a coin and that'll tell you, will it be heads or tails?
I missed that one.
Oh, you gotta pray on it, everybody.
Ain't got nothing for that one. Well, I was paying attention to other things.
Other things. You're looking at Mr. Snodbottom because he does have a great... He has one of those like real great drool lines coming out of his mouth right now because he's drifted off minutes ago. Usually he makes it through the break, usually. But he's drifted off 5 minutes ago easily during one of those jokes I was telling.
It's getting earlier and earlier and earlier.
And he has this drool line. And Austin is sitting there and he's watching him. And I think he's, yeah, he's got a ruler. He's measuring the drool. 8 inches.
It's a record. It's a record.
Hey, put that on the tally mark, Austin. But don't wake him.
How do you know? You're a true stoner.
You're a true stoner. I don't know.
When your bong gets washed more than your dishes. Cliff, this officer said to a pothead, how high are you?
Uh-oh.
And he said, no, officer, it's high. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Cliff, what's the difference between a drunk and a stoner at a stop sign?
What is the difference?
Well, the drunk guy runs a stop sign. The stoner sits there and waits for it to turn green.
I would love it. Kendall, I'd like to buy the world a Coke. Kendall, speaking of high, when was beef the highest?
Oh, during the Wendy's craze of the commercial phrase.
Where's the beef? I tell you where it is. It was the highest when the cow jumped over the moon that one time.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Kendall, what runs around town all day and lies down all night with its tongue just hanging out?
I don't know.
Oh, Kendall, idiot. Your shoe. And finally, Kendall, what is the difference between a book and a talkative boar?
Oh, I don't know, and I'm afraid.
Oh, Kendall, you can shut up the book.
Oh.
Oh.
Low blow.
I went there. I said it. I'm afraid.
I've got to take a break.
You think you got to take a break? I've got to take a break.
I'm going to get some more condiments for this veggie burger over here. Oh,
let's go do it, Kendall. Let's make a list of all the condiments.
We'll be right back after this.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Oh, the Honey Nut Cheerios bee. You're not going to tempt his tummy with the taste of nuts and honey.
You bet I am. Honey Nut Cheerios blends crunchy nuts and tasty golden honey.
It's gonna tempt your tummy with the taste of nuts and honey. It's a honey all alone. It's Honey Nut Cheerios.
A very definite crunch.
It's
It's a tasting part of this good, nutritious breakfast.
Honey Nut Bee, you've got one
honey of an O. It's Honey Nut
Cheerios. Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
We're back, Kendall.
We're back, and the listeners are loving it.
You got some mustard all over your face.
Oh,
where you're eating those? Where you're dipping those butternut rye crispies in mustard?
Kendall, when I'm thinking about condiments, I'm thinking about just, you know, those little things in life that bring you that extra little bit of pleasure. Just
make your pleasure.
You know, they just sweeten the pot.
Yep.
They sweeten the pot of life.
Honey mustard.
All right, now what I want to do is I want to remind everybody that between now and our 300th episode, we're counting down all of our listeners' favorite segments of ours that we do. We do so many that just go unnoticed and unappreciated every week, but now we're finally counting them down.
We get so many letters.
All the way to number one. And last week we began it with our least popular segments, which were fun facts and you want to hear something weird. And now we have coming straight
moving
to
on
us.
Up the ranks.
We have another segment that our listeners deemed, you know, great, but not the tops.
They're all great. Let's be clear.
And Kendall, I'm talking F you.
F you.
F you.
F you.
F you.
F you, listeners. F you.
It's time for F you. That's right. It's a segment where listeners love getting sex tips from Cliff and Kendall. Who better?
The professors of sex.
Who better to give sex tips than the professors of sex, Cliff and Kendall? I don't know why it ranked so low on the countdown. I don't know why people don't like hearing us talk about hot, sweaty sex.
We give the best advice.
Listen, we're just keeping it real. We'll tell you, sooner or later, you got to lift up your man boob. Just air it out.
You might as well get over the initial phase and just accept sex for what it is.
Accept it what it is. Just sweaty, gross things that you do to people, and then you just try to forget.
When you're bored.
Yeah, then when you have talked to them, you try to forget it. Ooh. All right, Kendall, what I want people to think about this week on FU...
No, it's a beautiful, wonderful thing.
Not the way I do it. Kendall, when it comes to oral sex on a man, this is what our writers have sent to me via fax.
Great tip.
When it comes to performing oral sex on a dude, Kendall, it's all about the tongue. Did you know this? The tongue, Kendall, is that what you think? Is it all about the tongue?
I don't know if I've felt a difference between the two.
Between the... What is the two? What's the other thing?
With or without tongue. What do you mean?
How do you do it without a tongue?
I don't know what you mean. Well, that's all the difference.
F you, Kendall. Don't just suck on that banana when you're doing this at home, practicing for when you get married. Kendall, don't just suck unless you can... deep throat, that is, because I've heard people really like that. I don't have any experience with it. But I feel like people probably enjoy it if you can do it, but Kendall, some people have a gag reflex.
You got it flaunted.
What you want to do, just flatten your tongue when you do this later. I want you to...
when I'm practicing later.
Pretend you're licking a delicious ice cream cone, everybody. And then do the pointy tongue method. You just pointy tongue all over it. Just tongue, 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 tongue all over it. Point, point, point. And, oh my God, because... Oh, God, the writers, I will not... No, Mr. Number, I will not say to put your tongue in the... No, I won't say it!
I had no idea there was such an artistry to the blowjob.
Oh, my God, Kendall, they don't call it a fucking job for nothing.
All right, Cliff, my first F-U.
Oh, F-U, Kendall.
I want you to build up anticipation.
Oh, build it.
Very important. Spice of life, Cliff. Build up your anticipation. When you leave...
I've often said anticipation is the spice of life.
When you leave your lover in the morning, you tell him what you're going to do when they get home. And all day, you're going to be thinking about that. You're going to be thinking about how sexy it is when you get home. See, this is why people love hearing us talk about sex.
They love it. Listeners who are driving
are getting turned on.
They often pull over when this segment comes on because they just can't. They're too aroused to safely continue down the interstate. Kendall, what...
Proceed at your own risk, listener.
Yeah. So if you are driving, you may want to pull over.
Wear a condiment.
Yeah, always use a condiment. Kendall, I want the dudes out there listening. Hey, dudes, come on.
Hey,
when you're getting randy with your lady, don't rip off her panties. You may think that life is a porno and that ripping them in half is a fun thing to do to spice up your love making, but it's not, because you know what? She worked hard to pay for those panties. Those panties don't pay for themselves. And you rip them off. Yeah, that's as good as taking money out of her wallet and just ripping it up in front of her.
Let me write a check. This is to replace your clothing.
Also, Kendall, don't talk that nasty, nasty porno talk. Oh my God, Kendall. Talk, but do talk erotically.
I think I would scare somebody if I talked in a porn voice.
Don't say I'm gonna fuck you like an animal, bitch. Don't say awful things like that.
I would never
that.
Say that to anybody.
Say what you're gonna do, but not so raunchy. Just say I'm gonna put my penis inside you now. If that's okay with you, and make sure it's consensual, and then just let her go.
Cliff, I want you to ignore the clock.
I'm gonna ignore that bitch.
I want you to stop thinking of sex as a nighttime activity.
Oh, but Kendall, I would think of it as a daytime activity if I lived in one of those places where there was no sunlight during the day.
Well, Cliff, I've seen your apartment. You have blacked out windows, so it's like dark in there anyway.
Okay, I do get my drapery advice from Anne Frank.
Cliff, fooling around on a Saturday afternoon can be very steamy.
Uh-oh.
Get busy anywhere but your bed.
Ooh.
And we're out from the house. Shake it up with your lover.
Kendall, I can't get busy in the bed, because whenever I get busy in the bed,
it breaks.
I have broken. I
you really
have
get busy.
Broken the bed. But whenever I get busy around the house, I get busy around the house. Kendall, whenever I get busy in the bed, there's just too many crumbs. And they just get all over my back. They stick to my back. And I think,
like,
where
are these? What's going on?
And when you see brown tracks in your bed, you think immediately, oh my God, these are skid marks. But they're not. They're bits of chocolate
that have
melted. Yeah. It is. I mean, it's candy residue. But anyway, Kendall, that's why I don't get busy in the biz end. Okay, Zay, Kendall. Oh, Kendall, would you rather keep giving sex tips, or would you rather move on to our
next
tip?
I'd rather move on. I think the listeners have heard enough.
All right, listeners, zip it up, and you can get back on the road.
Zip it up and pull back onto the merge lane.
Yeah, merge back into traffic there safely. Kendall, what I want our listeners to do, I want them to make a decision. Kendall, would you rather?
Would you rather?
You rather.
Would you rather me, or would you rather you?
Would you rather, listeners? It's time to make a choice. Kendall, would you?
What am I? What?
Would you rather?
Rather. Oh.
Go back in time. And meet your ancestors, or Kendall, would you rather
go way
into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Well, I feel like my great-great-grandcestors may have been assholes, so...
Oh, they're gonna be awful, yeah.
They're Southern people in the dark South. I'm a little afraid I wouldn't like them.
No, you wouldn't.
I would rather go forward and meet my future offspring that hopefully are just as brilliant and beautiful and smart and as perfect pitched as me.
All right, Kendall.
Believe whatever you want.
I don't know how you suddenly got perfect pitch. You are a piano virtuoso.
It rubs off sometimes.
You
Cliff.
Did not. As a perfect who has perfect pitch, Kendall, I don't take kindly to other people saying that they've got it when they don't. All right, Kendall, tell me, would I rather?
Perfect pitch on the piano. Cliff, would you rather eat as much candy as you want?
I already do.
But only candy.
Uh huh.
And off the bathroom floor, no less.
Oh.
And never gain weight. Or, would you rather eat only spinach for the rest of your life, but off of a plate?
Spinach off a plate, or candy off the bathroom floor, but never gain weight?
Never gain weight.
Oh my God, get me to the bathroom floor.
You're like, give me a scrubber. It's time for dinner.
Who needs a fucking scrubber? There's Twix over there on the floor. Give me a break. Kendall,
the listeners want to know how far you'd go. Now we know.
Listeners already know I don't have many limits. Kendall, would you rather live in a retirement home, the age you are now?
I basically do.
Or live in a mental institution where everybody, all the patients are really hot? It's okay to say the hot mental institution. I can see it in your eyes. It's okay to say that.
Oh, no, I was going to say I already live in a hot mental institution. But
you live in a fat mental institution. There's a difference.
The hot mental institution.
Why not?
Who wouldn't want to?
Who wouldn't want to? Come on!
But hopefully I'd be hot in this mental institution as well.
Well,
hopefully I'd be altered in this fantasy we're talking about. Cliff, would you rather be fat and beautiful?
Well, I'm half there.
Which half? You'd be the judge.
Ooh.
Or skinny and ugly, Cliff.
Skinny and ugly? Don't you think?
Me too.
Don't you think?
Because I would just be unhappy if I was fat, no matter how pretty I was.
Oh, there, yeah, exactly.
And I'm sorry, this may sound terrible. I can say this because I'm fat. It's like Jewish people can say that because they're Jewish. I can say this because I'm fat. You know, you always hear people say, oh, she's pretty, but she's heavy.
Oh,
he's pretty, but he's heavy.
But
skinny people.
Skinny.
Even if they're dog ugly, like, whoa, they got a great butt. Butterface.
Oh, yeah, in the dark? Yeah, who cares? Come on. Give me a fucking break. Skinny and anything. Yes. Yes, Kendall, would you rather be able to talk with the animals, tweak and squeak and squawk with the animals, or would you rather be able to speak just every language?
Well, I feel like speak every language would be more beneficial for the world somehow.
But who wants to? Come on.
But I'd rather speak to the animals.
Yeah, come on.
I want to find out how Gertie and Junior are feeling.
How you feeling?
Would you like something?
I want to hump your leg.
I was like, okay, maybe later. Cliff, would you rather be the world's best magician?
Expecto Patronum.
Like me?
Uh-huh.
Or the world's best gambler?
Gambler, come on.
Yeah, you could win a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you're a magician, couldn't you make money? Boing.
Probably not. Kendall, this show has been like a condiment in all of our listeners' lives, and they're thinking that's why it's so sad.
No, please,
this
is the meat of the burger.
The meat of the burger.
The sad part is the end, and that's the condiment on the end. The cherry on the top of the sundae, Cliff.
Let's put a cherry on top of this sundae. It's done.
Go if our listeners love condiments as much as we do.
Sure.
Go on over to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Why don't you do it?
Facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Twitter.com/cliffandkendall. Or emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
It sounds like a really good idea to me.
I keep telling people to do it. I don't know why they won't.
Kendall had told them to do it hundreds of times if they haven't.
Thousands of times.
By now. What are the odds that they're going to do it? We triple dog dare you. Call our stupid hotline. Kendall, blood may be thicker than water, but it certainly is not as thick as ketchup, and nor does it go as well with french fries. And that was said by Jared Kent.
I think my blood may be as thick as ketchup, Cliff.
Oh, my God.
If variety is the spice of life, Cliff, marriage is the big can of leftover spam, and that was Johnny Carson.
Oh, hi-oh, he got it right. Alright, Kendall, Gentiles are people who eat mayonnaise for no reason, and that was said by another hero of yours, Robin Williams.
Oh, he's my hero.
He's anyone of your heroes? Am I, would I not be correct in saying
that? I like him. I like him, but he's not a hero of mine.
You'd love him. He's his hero, everybody. No. Alright, Billy, not as much as Billy Crystal is.
I've got a big poster of Billy Crystal on the wall, holding an Oscar, reminding me of the wonderful times he hosted the Academy Awards.
Not of the wonderful Oscars that he himself has won.
No. Well, there's a difference, Cliff. You don't want to intermix business with pleasure.
That shows what the difference is. Your idol is a host of an award show, not an award winner himself.
It's right. The world I live in. I'm a host. You're a host.
I'm
an idolized host.
There you go.
It's a host life, Cliff. It's a host world.
It's a fat host life.
Cliff, I often quote myself. It adds spice to my own conversation. That's George Bernard Shaw.
Spice.
That's like us. We quote ourselves constantly in every episode.
Spice it up, Kendall. Just spice it up.
And Cliff, finally, I'm going to tell our listeners one thing.
All right.
Practice safe lunch. Use a condiment.
Always.
That was an unknown Arthur.
Always use a condiment.
Always use a condiment. I do.
Take me home.
Take me home.
Condiment road to a place
with ketchup and mustard
and Hellman's mayo, the number one condiment in America. I'm Cliff.
One out of four mayonnaise users prefer it. And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, we sure will.
Thanks for listening to today's show. That's 30 minutes to an hour, mostly well spent.